Do you want to know what's really fun about being a woman?
This is starting to sound like a Shania Twain song.
Man, I feel like I'm in perimenopause. Ugh, the brain fog, the mood swings, the night sweats, the unpredictable cycles. Many women enter perimenopause and they don't even realize what's happening to their body, and it's directly impacting how they're making major life decisions.
You get divorce strategy on this podcast, but when it comes to strategy for what's happening inside your body, our friends at Natural Cycles are here to help. Their new app mode, NC Perimenopause, within the Natural Cycles app interprets those hormonal shifts with data and science.
So I'm currently using the app and the intel is fascinating. It doesn't just track symptoms. It helps me see patterns and it helps me connect the dots between my hormones, my symptoms, and my lifestyle. It even estimates what stage of perimenopause I'm in. I love that it helps me better understand what's going on with my body and why I have days where it's more difficult to make decisions than others. And that clarity really matters. You can even download a personalized report that you can bring to your doctor, which makes those appointments way more productive.
Natural Cycles is a female-founded digital health company that analyzes biomarker data to help users better understand their cycles. NC Perimenopause is for anyone experiencing or anyone who thinks they may be experiencing perimenopause, from the first hormone-related changes to your cycle or symptoms all the way until menopause, when your periods stop. Learn more and give it a shot right alongside Andrea.
Yes, let's do this thing together. You are not alone in your divorce or this transition. There are tools to help you make sense of what your body is doing. Visit naturalcycles.com and use code DIVORCE. Or tap the link in the show notes to learn more about how you can save on a subscription.
Well, 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 ladies and gentlemen, guess what time it is? It is time for your favorite divorce-themed podcast, How Not to Suck at Divorce.
It takes about a year of monitoring in this type of way to actually make a cognitive change in the brain to change behavior.
Other people really need it to stay on the straight and narrow.
And this is How Not to Suck at Divorce.
I'm your girl, Andrea, joined with my girl, Morgan. And we have a really interesting show for you guys today. We're talking to somebody about a really important and unique topic with a unique perspective. So I'm looking forward to sharing that with you guys. But before we do, we've got our little show and tell segment, Obsessed, where we share the current item that has changed our life.
I absolutely love it. I'm totally obsessed.
Like totally obsessed. Now, life changing. I want to talk about my notepad. Now, okay, hold your laughter. You may not think that a notepad sounds sexy, but my notepad is damn sexy. I cannot handle it, and I am literally obsessed with my notepad. Hear me out. First of all, it's by a company called Black Ink, and you can find them at www.blackinkca.com. Not sponsored by this company, but it should be. Reach out to me, hit me up. These notepads are super high quality. It's made of like super thick paper. So it's a very satisfying feel when you rip off a page. And I'm a note taker. I actually write down notes when I'm on all of my client calls with the marketing agency that I own. So anytime I'm taking notes on somebody, I physically write stuff down because there's something about taking pen to paper that's part of like the creative process when you're coming up with ideas. I'll draw things, I draw arrows to things, I circle stuff. So I love it. This notepad, it's a high-end notepad. Last week, if you guys listened, Morgan shared one of her favorite fragrances from a company called Le Labo. This notepad would be like the Le Labo of notepads. They're expensive, but we love them, or I love them, and I am totally obsessed.
Okay, so here's where I could make fun of you, or I could go with it. And I have to tell you something. So when we were prepping for this season and we got together to do this,
I know
it's I actually wrote on your notepad, and I found myself thinking, I need a notepad like this. This, I don't know what this is, but
Yes.
So I had notepad envy, I think, that day. And I'm a firm believer in this notepad because I saw it and everyone, it was awesome. It had really thick paper. It had her initial on the top. It was gorgeous.
Like a gold embossed letter at the top, but you don't, they do like all the letters of the alphabet, but then they also could like, they also do like little sayings and things. I'm not a sayings girl. Like, I'm not going to buy something that says like shop till you drop. Like, that's not my style. If it is yours, God bless. But but they do different things.
Okay. So tell our listeners and for me, when I start Googling to the end of the earth, black ink, what are we looking at price wise on these?
I feel like it's like $50 maybe.
It was pretty thick. I mean, it wasn't like,
oh yeah, there's tons of sheets and they're big. For guys, it's not like the size of a sticky note. It's the size of like a letter. Like a good, so I'm doing a shape right now that you guys can't see because this is not video, but it's like a good size notepad and I love it. I absolutely love it. It's something that makes me feel like I've made it. It sits on my desk all the time, except for when I brought it to a photo shoot that Morgan and I did a few weeks ago. That's where she saw it, but I'm obsessed.
Black. So here's the thing, everybody, if you had one of these right now, you'd want to take it out with your pen and get ready to take notes down on our next guest, because we've touched on issues with substance abuse in our podcast before, but we've really never dived into this issue. And not only, you know, headfirst in this issue, but also how do we remedy it? How do we make sure that our listeners know where to go should one of these issues pop up in their life? And our next guest is so informative. We absolutely had a wonderful time filming this with him and lots of laughs. So we hope that you enjoy it and you get a lot of information. And if you have a beautiful notepad, take it out. This is your cue.
You have heard Morgan and I talk a lot about mental health on our show. It's actually one of the topics that I'm most passionate about.
In addition to depression, anxiety, and other mental health disorders, alcohol addiction has been on the rise in the United States and possibly the entire world over the last several years.
Oh my God, especially after surviving a pandemic. I mean, look, I know that I overindulged in wine during that time when we were all stuck at home, and I'm pretty sure that I was not the only one.
You absolutely were not the only one. And I know that because of the huge uptick in cases that I have since the pandemic or during the pandemic that keep going that involve alcohol issues. It's substantially on the rise. And because of the role that alcohol addiction and abuse can play in divorce, mainly when children are involved, there are certain tools that can be used to help both parents navigate this challenge.
And one of these tools is a device by a company called SoberLink. It's a discreet breathalyzer used to detect any alcohol in one's system. Today, we're chatting with the Vice President of Business Development for the Family Law Division of SoberLink, Mr. Chris Beck, to learn more about this product and to normalize its use in the divorce space. Mr. Beck, welcome to How Not to Suck at Divorce.
Thank you, Andrea, Morgan. Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it. Excited to be here.
We're thrilled to have you on. And I personally wanted to tell the listeners before we even jump in that I've been using SoberLink for my cases for at least the last 9 years. I know SoberLink came into existence in 2011. I started in 2013 and it was such a unique product. And I am a huge, huge fan of SoberLink. So Chris, I first wanted to start out for our listeners to talk about the mission statement of SoberLink, because I think the company's angle is really sensitive and important for our listeners to understand.
Sure. To put it simply, you know, we want to empower those struggling with alcohol use disorder or alcohol abuse. We want them to be able to document and share their sobriety, you know, during this time of recovery.
So, okay, in a nutshell, Chris, can you walk us through how this device is used?
Sure, sure, absolutely. So we combine a breathalyzer with facial recognition software and a wireless connectivity that produces what we call real-time results. So you're getting real-time BAC and identity confirmation sent to anyone that's part of the monitoring agreement. So ultimately what this does is reduces the conflict and provides that added safety around the parenting time. Mm-hmm. So that co-parent has, you know, assurance that their child is being parented by a sober parent. You know, we talk about co-parents having a lot of anxiety around this issue. And I think our product is something that allows them to see documented results in real time to eliminate any future accusations around this subject.
So, you know, being the lawyer on this podcast and the family law lawyer and knowing this product firsthand, it's actually funny. I wake up in the morning and I get texts from SoberLink from my clients. So it basically says your client is compliant or your client, you know, has a positive test, things like that. So remember, you know, to our listeners, this device can actually send people in real time the notices. And sometimes, depending on the case, we send it to the lawyers or the attorney for the children. But there's a few ways that you can use SoberLink in these cases. Number one is at times we don't use it for purposes of the children and having the children, but sometimes we use it in conjunction with the actual rehab facility. Chris, I assume that you are very familiar with working with rehab or rehabilitation facilities, right?
That's correct. Yes, we're involved with about over 450 treatment facilities across the country that use our product in their continued care model. So after a patient comes out of their 28-day stay, they will then get assigned a SoberLink device, and this keeps them in contact with their mental health provider or sober coach so that they're sharing their sobriety with what's deemed their recovery circle and continuing to empower themselves through this period of time.
And I have seen firsthand how it's worked, because remember, we want two things from the person, in my opinion. We want them to be better, get better, but also if there's children involved, we want to make sure that the children are safe. That's always been my number one goal. And one of the most wonderful things is this is gives the person with the alcohol problem the ability to be in the children's lives if there are children involved.
I think that that's so important. And I really, that for me, hearing about this company, I love that part of the mission statement is keeping the families together, which I think is so important. I want to go back for a minute and talk more about what we mentioned at the start of this segment. I had made a comment about what the COVID year, you know, did to all of us, or the COVID years, I guess we should say. And I think it's safe to say that everybody was eating and drinking at home way too much and way more than what they normally would, which leads me to think that there was obviously an uptick for a need in this product. Am I wrong in that, Chris?
I think you're exactly right. You know, I would say that, you know, traditionally we celebrate, we drink, we mourn, we drink. So I don't see big upticks or downticks, but during this time of pandemic, there was an interesting twist that was placed on the situation. You know, the pandemic actually broke down some of our most natural monitoring systems that are in place that we frankly just forget about. You know, for example, you know, you no longer were required to go to the office. This was a big change for a lot of people. You know, the office is a place where we're around our peers constantly. You know, drinking in the workplace is, in most business situations, I would say most, you know, it's pretty frowned upon. Right. You know, no one wants to be walking around the halls and smell like alcohol, right?
strolling with a martini.
Yeah, no. That just doesn't happen. Right. You know, maybe on an episode of The Office, but, but typically it does not happen. You know, but now we're at home and nobody's around. Yeah. You know, typically you would get home and maybe have a glass of wine or a beer and relax, and it always felt acceptable. Now you're working at home. Now that point of having a beer or a glass of wine might happen a little bit earlier than usual. And unfortunately, this becomes a pattern that keeps going. So this natural monitoring structure, I guess, that was in place is now gone. And unfortunately, the drinking happens earlier and then it happens more frequently. So there's just this cycle that happens. And that's some of the things that, that's just one example of something that we saw, you know, getting through this pandemic.
Right. And I think too, legally, what people need to remember is that there's no shame in doing what's needed to get yourself in a healthier place and be present for your children in the healthiest way possible. There is absolutely no shame. And in fact, it will not be looked down upon if you are using one of these devices to get your life together. It's looked down upon when somebody is not doing anything but continues to say they're okay. And you know, it's funny because I've actually had a client recently who it's just known if they are not on SoberLink, they're falling off the wagon. And some people are really great and they can do SoberLink for a period of time and then they're kind of, you know, back on their feet. Other people really need it to stay on the straight and narrow.
That actually makes me think of a question. Chris, is there an average use of time for people using this device, or is it really just case to case?
It's a difficult question to answer. I can tell you the data would suggest 8 months is our average. Our best practice document that was, published by addiction experts across the country suggests that it takes about a year of monitoring in this type of way to actually make a cognitive change in the brain to change behavior. So that's important to note. But some people use SoberLink for different reasons. And so we see long-term use and we see some short-term use. But, you know, I think each case is individual and, you know, we need to think about it as an individual case going forward, and different times will be preferred by others, but
yeah,
you know, that, we know what the experts say.
That makes sense to me. Speaking of like each case being like its individual thing, I think that it's important to mention that whereas everybody has their own story and reasons for using this device, I think that it's important to say that in the majority of cases, just because a parent is struggling with an alcohol problem, it does not mean that they would intentionally do anything to harm their children. So again, like this is a tool that's used to help ensure everyone's safety while the parent is doing what they need to do to be their healthiest selves.
I agree with you full-heartedly. You know, we want to keep families together. We want the family unit after divorce to be, you know, strong, or if it could be even stronger, you know. So, you know, we have a testimonial that we just published from a father named Cameron. And I get I can't take him back because it was done so well. And his story is just so compelling, but he talks about his six-year-old daughter and how they had a conversation about his use of SoberLink and why he is using SoberLink. So they were able to get up to a place that when the six-year-old daughter sees dad using the device, she knows she has her dad back. And she went on to, you know, even decorate his SoberLink case with stickers. I think it was like it's My Little Pony stickers, but it was really cute. And I think it's just a reminder of the importance that dad has now of continuing to document his sobriety and getting to a place of empowerment.
I love that story. And you know what? I just want to make it clear for our listeners, not everyone feels comfortable blowing or having their children see them blowing into a device. So that's not always what we do. But sometimes Chris is exactly right. In my cases, my experience has been that the children have seen so much that the only way, or one of the only ways, they feel truly safe with the other person that they're going to be my normal mom, my normal dad, is seeing them blow into the device. So I think it's a case by case scenario, but I really love that SoberLink is in line with my mission, which is keeping families together. And the research has shown that both parents are so integral in a child's life and development as long as they're safe. So this really gives us that extra push to help the safety. And I know there's some listeners out there that may be saying, oh, that's probably just not enough from what I'm dealing with. Well, if you speak with your lawyer in conjunction with SoberLink, your lawyer may even suggest other potential tests that come just to give you a backup. So there are ideas for you. But Chris, I wanted to ask you one thing, because this is an older thing. And when I get the notices, I don't know if it does this facial recognition wise, but does it still take a photo of the person, or is it just facial recognition to get into the device?
So it does take a photo of the individual, and then the software is used to match that with a file we have on record, so that we're ensuring the identity of that person. Because remember, our device is self-administered. It's not administered by somebody else. So you want to do it discreetly. And Morgan, you spoke about, talking with your children about the device is not for everyone. And we agree. And that's why we try to make a discreet device that could be used in such a way that it could be kept from the kids. So, you know, you have your choice, but yeah, they take a picture of you as you're blowing into the device. So during that 4 second blow, it's taking a photo of you, and that's okay, confirming your identity.
So this brings me to one of my funny stories. I have a lot of funny SoberLink stories, but this one was great. So back in 2013, when I started using the device, it was just so amazing to get somebody back on track. And I had, it wasn't my client, but it was the other client that had an issue with the alcohol. So at that point, what would happen is you'd blow into the device and it would take a photo, and then it would send to whoever is getting the results, not only the results, but a photo. So every photo this woman took of herself would be herself blowing into the device, which imagine yourself blowing into a device. You've got really full cheeks. You're just like trying hard to blow into it. And in the photo, she's just giving the middle finger every photo. So I would wake up in the morning, it'd be 7 a.m. and it'd be like, SoberLink is emailing me. And it'd just be this lady giving me the bird every morning.
Well, look, she had a sense of humor with the way that is a coping mechanism. And I, as the comedian in the bunch here, I think that, you know, we all have ways that we manage what we're going through. And I hope that that woman is in a much like healthier and happier place right now. But hey, her doing that might have been her way of saying, we don't even know what she was flipping off. It could be everything. It might not have just been you, Morgan. I know some mornings at 7 a.m., I want to flip you off too. And that's just because, you know, that's the way I feel about you and about everything. But that woman,
you
know, I don't
know. I wasn't even mad because every time you wake up to that, I mean, I had a good laugh every time.
I think it's interesting. Like, and I think, you know, sometimes people even like do that action of like flipping someone off and you're not even angry. I think it's almost like an empowering move. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, it's kind of like, I got this, you know what I mean?
Right. I'm sober. Right.
So. I mean, I don't know. I think it's interesting. I have to say though, I'm really glad that we're taking a moment of levity, because I was full on tears falling off my face when Chris was telling the story about the past user and his daughter. It's just because I love My Little Pony that much, and I love that someone else. There was, Chris, something that you said, and I don't even know that I can say it without starting to cry again, but you said something about she felt like she had her dad back. Yeah, see, here come the tears again. And I can only imagine from a six-year-old's perspective how monumental that must be. So I think that you can look at this device as such a gift, you know, to be able to offer the entire family a tool to help them get to the healthiest and happiest place where they can be. So I mean, what a phenomenal testimonial that you guys got there. I'm really, 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 really glad that we had the opportunity to talk to you today. I think that SoberLink is such a supportive tool, and I hope that our listeners have learned something from this conversation, and I'm sure that they have. Chris, where can all of our listeners go to learn more about SoberLink?
Sure. Well, I encourage everyone to go to soberlink.com and learn more about our technology and our programs. can also find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Chris, it was truly a pleasure having you. And for our listeners, the other thing that you want to look on the website for at Soberling is they have really unique family law orders. So if you're wondering how many times should, if I'm asking the court to order this, how many times should my ex test? What should it look like? Those are on there and they're printable and you can look at them and you can guide, you know, your attorney with your needs on those because they have research to back it up of how much is acceptable. So it's really kind of unique that they put this on there. And I think I encourage everyone to go to their website and really look at those orders and ideas. So again, Chris, thank you. Soberling, thank you. We loved having you on.
Okay. To round out our show, we're going to do our Let's Be Positive segment. And now, a moment of positivity.
Because we're all about positive thoughts.
And negative COVID tests.
That is right.
Okay. Let's be positive, folks, shall we? I have a very positive story. You know, we talked with Chris Beck about that man's daughter and how, you know, she was putting stickers on his Soberling device to show support. And as you all heard, I got really emotional with that because kids are my weak spot. I just I love kids, especially my own. So my kids have had a rough time with my divorce. It has not been an easy few years. However, this summer, they are at camp, not sleepaway camp because they're 5 and 7. So they went to this camp last year as well. One son loved it, one son didn't. But this summer, I think because my kids are both in a different place, they're loving this camp experience. And they take the bus for the first time this year. And I've never put my kids on a bus before. So seeing them get on a school bus every day and go to camp has been crazy and weird and amazing. And then seeing them get off the bus every day from camp and they're hot and tired and sweaty and sticky, but happy, so happy. And I get videos from camp of them trying new things. And it is the absolute best feeling in the world. So that is my positive story.
You know what? That is a positive story because if you are a parent, you know when your child comes back and they are happy or they've had a really bad day. So just knowing that they are loving it and they come back and they probably feel so good about themselves too. So that's really positive. And just seeing your kind of smile over there on this just makes me happy. And it's wonderful to end on a positive note.
Yeah, I think honestly, and I think anytime we see our kids succeed, it's a great thing, right? And succeeding doesn't mean making any kind of achievements. Success can just be watching them be happy, you know? So
totally,
that's what we want for all of you too. You know, success doesn't mean winning in a divorce. Success just means coming out on the other side. And we hope that our podcast helps you navigate your divorce process with dignity. And we want you to be better than you were when you started this process. A divorce will bring you to your knees. And undoubtedly, going through a divorce will change you, but it's possible for it to change you for the better.
I agree with that 100%. And here's the thing, everybody. We know this is why we started this podcast, that divorce is hard. And we know that sometimes it's day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute. But the bottom line is we've got you and you've got this.
And we are here. Make sure you guys that you are following us. We have a brand new Instagram page for our show. So go on Instagram and follow the How Not to Suck at Divorce page. You can also find me if you want to follow me on Instagram and learn more about my crazy life. I am at the Andrea Rappaport. And if you want to follow Morgan,
well, feel free to look at me. I'm at Divorce Attorney Chicago. I'm not as popular as Andrea because I am focusing on the legal items, but we still love visits. So come by, DM us, can't wait to hear more from you guys.
And also check out our website, www.hownottosuckatdivorce.com. We'll see you next time.